Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the UN peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon says new explosions hit its headquarters Friday morning, injuring two peacekeepers a day after Israeli forces struck the same position.
The force, known as UNIFIL, said the explosions went off close to an observation tower at its headquarters in the southern Lebanese town of Nakoura. One of the injured peacekeepers was taken to a hospital in the nearby city of Tara, while the other was treated at the site. It did not specify the cause of the blasts. It also said an Israeli army bulldozer had hit the perimeter of another of its positions in southern Lebanon, while Israeli tanks moved nearby.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting.
Сьогодні я представлю Олафу план, як, на нашу думку,
Sound of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealing to allies to keep up aid as Germany pledges new weapons packages. During an appearance with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Scholz emphasized Berlin's continued focus on helping Kyiv with air defenses. He said that by the end of the year, Germany will deliver another package of military support worth $1.4 billion with support from Belgium, Denmark, and Norway. Somalia says Egypt has offered to deploy peacekeeping troops to the Horn of Africa nation in a security partnership that is emerging as a mandate of a long-time group of African Union peacekeepers winds down. The Egyptian president on Thursday attended a summit in the Eritrean capital, where he and the leaders of Somalia and Eritrea pledged strong cooperation in regional security. Somali authorities said at the end of the summit that they welcome Egypt's offer to deploy troops in Somalia as part of a stabilization force when the current African Union force disbands in December. This is VOA News. Dozens of attackers armed with guns, rockets, and hand grenades stormed a cluster of small private coal mines in southwestern Pakistan Friday, slaying some miners in their sleep and shooting others after lining them up, killing at least 21, according to police. Reuters' Christy Kilburn reports.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility. One mine owner told Reuters the attackers burnt down 10 mines, along with equipment and machinery, adding that they had been receiving threats from militants for some time. The attacks took place in the mineral-rich Balochistan province, which borders Afghanistan and Iran. A decades-long insurgency in Balochistan by separatist militant groups has led to frequent attacks against the government, army, and Chinese interests in the region. Pakistan's prime minister said in a statement the government was, quote, determined to root out all forms of terrorism.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is marking 100 days in office Saturday. Starmer's center-left Labour Party was elected by landslide July 4th, sweeping back to power after 14 years, but after weeks of stories about feuding, freebies, and fiscal gloom, polls suggest Starmer's personal approval rating has plummeted. Labour is only slightly more popular than a Conservative Party that was rejected by voters after years of infighting and scandal, but the government argues it has made a strong start and promises to get Britain's sluggish economy growing and restore frayed public services. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that it's not just people that need to be rescued in the U.S. state of Florida.
As the rescue operation continues in Florida in the wake of Hurricane Milton, dozens of animals, including a pig, who has affectionately been named Millie, has been saved. Millie was found in floodwater up over her belly, tied to a gas pump at a gas station in Lithia, Florida. Local residents first had to calm the pig down. Cindy Evers says they've rescued other animals as well.
So far, we've done a donkey that was tied to the pump and several goats, and then we'll head back, and apparently there's some more animals in the homes.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say more than 230 migrants have reached Greece in small boats over the past 2 days, including a rare case of a crossing from North Africa to Greece's southern mainland. Nearly half of the arrivals announced Friday were people who took a new route from eastern Libya that has emerged this year and is longer and riskier than the more common crossing from Turkey. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil with VOA News.